And joining us now live over the phone this morning is Nick Housley with the Kemmer Little League Baseball Program to talk some Little League Baseball in Southern Lincoln County. Nick, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Appreciate your time this morning, Nick. And, I want to talk with you, Aaron, and I want to talk with you about Little League Baseball, what's happening in South Lincoln County. So I understand registration's open right now, correct, for parents and players to get ready to go.
Yes, sir, it is. So we opened up registration March 1st, and we're going to hopefully run it through April 15th, but we always seem to have a couple outliers. So,
alrighty, so just kind of jumping into it, April 15th is hopefully the cutoff deadline for registration, you said. Kind of take us through when the season's going to begin, how many games the kids can expect to be able to play, obviously weather withstanding and all that, being Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm not so sure we're going to start on time this year with all the snow. We're still under quite a bit of snow here, but typically we wrap up registrations April 15th, then the next week for our majors group, the 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, we run tryouts. That week we like to try and pick our majors teams, get together as a board, and then we sort out all the players, get all the teams kind of registered, get our coaches lined out. Then last week in April, we typically like to get with all the team moms, team coaches, all that, get everything lined out. And then the first week of May, we start practice. We run 2 weeks of practice. Third week in May, we typically have our opening ceremonies. Like I said, with the weather this year, probably not. But we like to start then. Then we like to do two games a week for our younger group. So T-ball, minors, rookies, and then our majors typically will have three games a week. We run that for 6 weeks, and we wrap up last week of June.
Nick, you mentioned you have some tryouts and everything in there. Does every boy get to play? How does that work? Do you have different levels of teams? And so you have you mentioned the majors teams. Do you have a traveling team? How does all that work?
Yeah, so for our majors, it's typically just our 11 and 12-year-olds are going to be on the majors, but we do try out our 10-year-olds, judging. You know, it depends on how many kids we really need. If we're going to bring kids up, skill level for sure, try and keep it as safe as we can. You don't want, a developing player getting pitched at if they're not ready for it. So we do run the tryouts. The 10-year-olds, depending on, how many kids we need per team or just their skill level, we'll move them up into the majors. So if they don't make the majors, they'll just play another year in the minors, which is just player pitch and the pitching machine. So.
All right, and then kind of going forward with that, obviously at the high school level, one of the things that always comes up, and we've talked to Trevor Wilson a number of times about this, the officiating shortage in Wyoming. Kind of take us through kind of where you're at with umpires, and are you still looking for maybe volunteers or anyone to come out and help with umpiring some of these Little League games?
Yeah, so we've had a big struggle with trying to find umpires. We've tried We tried paying, per game $25 and then feeding them. Seemed to work a little bit. We have a couple regulars that help us out quite a bit, which we really appreciate, but we're always looking for volunteers. Past couple of years, we've had some of the kids off the seniors team come down and help out, which it's great to have, but it would sure be helpful if we had some more officials, some umpires.
And what's the time commitment look like for someone that wants to volunteer and be part of that?
It's not bad. We typically try to run an umpire clinic, trying to get people kind of a little bit more comfortable with it. It's hard to just jump right in. We're kind of a hot spot sometimes. But we run a clinic, which will take a couple hours on one day of the week before the season starts. And then it's really up to the discretion of that individual volunteer. We'll take them anywhere from one time a week to four times a week, whatever they're willing to do. So we run games Monday through Friday. And if they want to go all 5 days a week, that would be phenomenal. If they want to do one game here and there, that helps out a bunch too. So really the time commitment's up to that individual, but we appreciate any time given.
And just for the kids out there, do you have a nice pitch here for all the parents who've got little ones that they need to get them out of the house over this spring and summer? What does the Little League Baseball really add to a developing child just from a athletic and mental standpoint?
Well, you know, it's been a really, really long winter. I think everybody's cooped up, ready to get out there. There's no better summer sport than baseball. It's kind of America's sport. It's a great program. We have a ton of great coaches. Our board's really great. It gets kids out there with all their friends. Everybody seems to have fun. So, I can't think of a better summertime activity to get your kids out there, engaged with other kids, and developing athletically too.
Nick Housley, Kemmer Little League Baseball Program, joining us on the First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. You know, Nick, I understand you guys are able to loop in Cokeville this year, correct? So Cokeville boys can participate in this. What about some other areas, like in Star Valley, for example, where there really hasn't been able to, for whatever reason, grow into a competitive youth baseball program? I mean, if someone really wanted to travel down to Kemmer, I mean, what geographically is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think it is. So I know Cokeville's within our league boundaries, and I'm pretty sure we get part of Star Valley. I'd have to double check on that. But yeah, we're, as long as they're in our league boundary map, we will take anybody that's willing to travel down. Even if they wanted to go to Cokeville, I'm sure Cokeville's open to that too. The more kids that we can get involved, the better. It's really pretty cool opportunity that Cokeville reached out. It sounds like they're going to get two full teams, something like that. So it'll be fun playing with them. It's always good to get more competition throughout the county. It'd be great to see Star Valley start up a program or even just incorporate in with Cokeville's and get to play those guys as well.
And you kind of mentioned earlier your minors teams go by player mm-hmm. pitch and pitching machine. Can you kind of take us through what the decision-making process, I guess, is there to determine which games are pitched in which way?
Sure. So in the past, we've done majors with pretty much 9 and 10-year-olds and then 11 and 12-year-olds as well. We saw a pretty big skill gap in our 9 and 10-year-olds compared to our 11 and 12s. Coming into player pitch and they're getting pitched to by 12-year-olds, it was pretty intimidating for those guys. So 2 years ago, I think the board came up with the idea. We will have our minors team, which is 9 and 10-year-olds, some 8-year-olds. And then we pitch, player pitch 1 to 2 innings, depending, the coaches kind of decide, tell the other coaches where the kids are at, how they're hitting from players, if they even have kids that can pitch or if they're still working on it. And we do player pitch, and if it's going really well, they can finish out the game player pitch. And if they only had one pitcher, say, for some kids not showing up or whatever the situation may be, then we just switch to the pitching machine. So, and it seems to help quite a bit. It's good to expose those younger kids to just a little bit of player pitch, and then they're not up against, 12-year-olds sending heaters at them. Seems to make them a little bit more comfortable. So, it's been really good so far from what we've seen. We'll kind of see more of the benefits this year as our younger kids that were in that minors group progress into the majors this year. But it looks like it's been beneficial so far.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Remind us again, deadlines, and how do people register? Where do they go to sign up?
Yeah, so we have a website, KemmerLittleLeague.com. We're running registration through April 15th. We do keep it open a little bit later just in case. I know you look outside and it doesn't look like baseball season, so we're going to extend the registration, I'm sure, but we'd like to have it in by April 15th. We do have an in-person sign-up at the Canyon Elementary School next Thursday, at 5 p.m. And that's it.
All right. Well,
our website is KemmerLittleLeague.com.
Nick Housley, Kemmer Little League Baseball. Nick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck.